Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
To London now, and it was supposed to herald the moment the UK leaves the European Union on January 31st, when London's Big Ben was set to chime out. Instead, it's now going to remain silent, as it would cost nearly £500,000 to hear the famous chimes. A public crowdfunding campaign at the suggestion of the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is currently underway, and over £200,000 has been raised. But now it's been revealed that public donations can't be accepted. Enda Bray of Sky News is here to tell us what's going on, and we're going to be talking a little later on about Derek Fowles, who played Sir Bernard in Yes Minister. He has died today, but this is like something straight out of Yes Minister, Enda.
It is, Mary, it really is. So the idea was put forward a couple of weeks ago by two Conservative MPs, Mark Francois and Nigel Evans, both of whom are Brexiteers, and their idea was that at 11 p.m. precisely on January 31st, remember, of course, Europe 1 hour ahead of the UK, so effectively midnight in Europe, 11 p.m. in the UK, Big Ben would chime to herald Brexit and Britain leaving the European Union. The problem is, as anyone who's walked around Westminster over the course of the past 12 to 18 months will tell you, Big Ben is undergoing a massive refurbishment. There's renovation works, there's scaffolding. Recently, they unveiled just one clock face so people could actually say they'd seen Big Ben. It's not chiming, and it costs an awful lot of money to make that happen. The estimate is £500,000. They've started up this crowdfunding page, but now a group of MPs who look after parliamentary business, the House of Commons Commission, they're saying that they simply can't accept public donations.
That's mad. Why not?
Very good idea. You know, it's a very good question. I think there is a feeling in Parliament that they don't want this to happen, and some of the Brexiteers certainly feel that they're being thwarted. You know, it is an extraordinary amount of money. It's £50,000 per bong, pretty much. I mean, you know, think of what that could be spent on out in the real world, outside of politics. I think what you will see happen is the money will probably end up being given to a good cause, and they will go and buy themselves a very big speaker system and plonk it on Parliament Square, and they will play a recording of Big Ben. But, you know, the renovation works are a long time away from finishing. And just for anyone wondering just why it's being priced at that amount of money, parliamentary MPs, the commission, are saying that they would need to put in an extra platform. The chiming mechanism is not in place. And, of course, there would be a delay to the renovation works for this to happen. And they've basically given them too short a notice. You know, we're just a couple of weeks away. It's effectively 2 weeks tonight, isn't it?
But didn't Big Ben bong as recently as New Year's Eve?
I was there. I was a couple of hundred metres away presenting on the embankment just as the fireworks were getting underway. Yes, it did. And this is really interesting. Have a guess how much it cost for Big Ben to chime on New Year's Eve.
Gosh.
£14,200. Now, that's by my rudimentary maths, that's what, £486,000 or so differential. But the people in Parliament are saying, well, you know, we knew that was going to happen. That was planned 12 months in advance, and we had everything in place, and everything subsequently has been taken away. But the bottom line is, you know, even if they get £500,000 in, which they could possibly do, I mean, looking at some of the donations, Aaron Banks, very wealthy businessman, Brexiteer, he has pledged £50,000. Mark Francois, the MP himself, I'm told he chipped in a grand himself. Andrea Leadsom, cabinet minister and a Brexiteer as well, she popped in a tenner.
So Big Ben at the moment will not bong for Brexit. Enda, thank you very much. Enda Brady of Sky News there.